It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 399. Break free from the ugly side of health and fitness by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there for free and with permission from the websites, of course. Now, today's post is from regular contributor Nia Shanks, and this is actually an excerpt from her new book, Lift Like a Girl, Be More, Not Less, and you can find it on Amazon. Now, as the title suggests, her book is written for women, but if you're a guy and you're listening to this, what you're going to hear soon is whatever she mentions actually applies to everyone, and that's why I read these. So while it may sound like it's from the perspective of a woman and it only applies to women, that's not necessarily true. So stick with me, let's get to the excerpt as we optimize your life. Break Free from the Ugly Side of Health and Fitness by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. The health and fitness industry has done a fantastic job of making women dislike their bodies and themselves. Browse the health section at your local bookstore. Scroll through social media feeds of fitness professionals. Glance at fitness magazines in the checkout aisle of the grocery store. It's abundantly clear what modern health and fitness is all about: losing fat, getting into a smaller clothing size, fixing flaws, and building quote-unquote perfect body parts. Physical endowments like a defined midsection and sculpted butt are highlighted, while tips to reduce cellulite in the newest fat-scorching workout are plastered on magazine covers and littered across social media. You can finally love your body and be happy once you attain these goals, or so we're led to believe. Happiness, it seems, is just a couple of smaller pant sizes or one perfectly sculpted body part away. Look around at much of the health and fitness world, and the underlying themes become abundantly clear. The effectiveness of a workout is determined by how exhausted you were at the end or how sore you felt the next day. And when it comes to food, you need to be on a rigid, restrictive diet, and you must follow it perfectly without deviation. Behind these messages is a fundamental principle that saturates the health and fitness industry. Your priority is to build a leaner, more attractive body free from flaws at any cost necessary. And once you achieve a goal, it's time to move on to the next thing on your body that you can improve. Is it any wonder so many people dislike not just their bodies, but themselves? Health and fitness has been relegated to the lowest possible denominator. The superficial has replaced the substantive. Quote unquote, health and fitness nowadays really aren't so much about health or fitness as they are about achieving superficial standards at any cost necessary and with a blatant disregard for other important components of what truly defines health and fitness. In other words, it's not about how healthy or fit you are, it's about how healthy and fit you look. The superficial focus has ushered in obsessive eating habits, negative self-image, frustration, guilt, dissatisfaction, determining self-worth by numbers like the number on the scale or your pant size, and a surplus of costly gimmicks and worthless supplements. And it's nonsense. Actually, that word isn't nearly strong enough. It is flagrant BS. Health and fitness is a multi-billion dollar industry per year. It will incessantly poke your insecurities and gladly create new ones just to sell you a quote-unquote solution. Intelligent marketers know how impatient humans are, and they're happy to play to your innate desire for instant gratification. They point out a quote-unquote flaw, like you have unsightly cellulite, that makes us self-conscious and present us with tantalizing products and programs that promise to deliver quick results, like you can be more beautiful within a short time with our revolutionary product. They know which buttons to push, so we reach right over our common sense to whip out the credit card if we believe their solution just might work. This brings up another problem with fad diets, fitness programs, and hacks that promise drastic results in a few short weeks. We're told if we go all in and do the program or diet perfectly, we'll achieve results that provide overwhelming happiness. Not only is perfectly following such a thing an extreme challenge, but we never stop and ask, what will I do once this is over? Instead of yet another extreme, strict regimen, why not try something different? Something that truly works, so you not only achieve great results, but you can maintain them without a tremendous amount of effort, and you can do it for the rest of your life. I want to make sure that come next year, you don't find yourself saying, I gained a bunch of weight, help me get my body back. I love training people, but I do not love helping people get their bodies quote unquote back year in and year out. Rather, my goal is to help you develop a sustainable lifestyle so you can maintain the results you achieve into the next year and the year after. That's only possible though if you enjoy the process, at least most of the time, and it fits into your life instead of it dominating it. If you hate the process or feel like your life must revolve around it, you know you won't keep doing it. Health and fitness should be about gaining strength that makes your life easier, less stressful, and more enjoyable. It's about eating well, not just for the goal of looking better, but to nourish yourself so you can grow stronger and more resilient. It's about building a body that serves you and allows you to live your life to the fullest. It's about creating a sustainable lifestyle. All the things you do for your health, strength training, eating well, harnessing an empowered mindset, become things you do because they're part of who you are. You just listened to the post titled, Break Free from the Ugly Side of Health and Fitness by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
And again, what I just read to you was an excerpt from Lift Like a Girl, Be More, Not Less, which you can find on Amazon or through her website, niashanks.com. There are so many things that I just read to you that I completely agree with. I don't even know where to start. I often tell my students that those in the marketing industry know human behavior, it seems, even better than professionals like psychologists and psychiatrists. It's amazing how they know us so well. As Nia mentioned, they know what buttons to push, and they know what it takes to get us to purchase something. Something that those in the marketing industry realize, but those in the health industry haven't really gotten on board with, is to simplify. Let me give you an example. One-click ordering. How genius is that? With one-click ordering, you don't have the opportunity to think about what you're purchasing. You don't have that moment to say, do I really need this item? They've removed that barrier. So with just one tap, you can order something and not have to think twice about it. Let's use something that's more health-related, the fast food drive-thru. This idea is genius. Why? Because you can get a huge calorie reward without even getting out of your car. Plus, it's cheap. And let's be honest, it's tasty. All of these things make it easier for you when you're on your way home to work and are tired to just not even have to get out of your car, not even have to spend a lot of money, and get a huge reward of tasty, calorie-dense food. It's like the perfect idea. Fast food's already fast and cheap, and it's easy, but how can we make it easier? So what's my point? My point is, why can't we apply those concepts to our own behaviors? If we want to make it more likely that we're going to do healthy things, we have to take into account all the barriers that may stop us, and then remove them. So just like with one-click ordering or with the drive-thru, we have to make sure our healthy behaviors become just as easy. Put your running shoes right next to your front door, for example. That way you don't have to go all the way back upstairs to go find them. Go ahead and put a pair of socks in those shoes so you don't even have to worry about that. And now you've just removed one barrier. You've made it easier for yourself to go on that walk or that jog right when you get home or right before you leave. It's a constant reminder. You want to do yoga when you get home from work this evening? If you're motivated in the morning, you may not be so motivated by the time you get home from work. What I'd recommend is go ahead and roll out the yoga mat before you head out the door in the morning. So when you get back home in the evening, the yoga mat is already laid out, just waiting for you. Think to yourselves, how are you going to market health and nutrition and a lifestyle to yourselves? And before I go, we're nearing the end of the month already, and we give away books to random people on our mailing list on the first of every month. If you want to be part of that for free, plus get some spreadsheets from us to help you optimize your life, come by oldpodcast.com and join the weekly newsletter. Again, that's oldpodcast.com, and it's totally free to join. All right, I'll be back here tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A, so I hope to see you there where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.